Welcome to Listener's Advisory, the San Diego Public Library podcast. Today, we'll learn about the city's premier literacy service that's doing the good work of fighting low literacy and giving families tools to foster learning. So stick around. This should be fun. On the 8th floor of the Central Library behind unassuming white double doors, you'll find the award-winning adult literacy program Read San Diego. Part of the California Library Literacy Services, Read San Diego provides very specific services to adults with low literacy.
So Read provides free literacy instruction to adults. We have some criteria. They have to be over 18. They have to be able to speak English and understand it. And then they also can't be taking like a college class for credit. And if they have children, whether they are the parent or a caregiver, a nanny, if they have kids, they can then attend our family literacy programs. So my name's Nicole Settle, and I'm the literacy program administrator for Read San Diego.
While family literacy is certainly a popular and impactful aspect of the program, it's only one prong of Read San Diego's operation.
For our adult tutoring session, they are paired up with a tutor and receive one-on-one tutoring twice a week. For our program, the thing to really know that's important is that it's learner-driven. So learners come to us with all kinds of different goals. And so whatever their goal is, that's the focus of the tutoring session. Some people want to get a better promotion. Some people want to pass their written test for their driver's license, get a diploma, whatever that goal is, that's what the tutor focuses on.
While low literacy presents differently for different people, Read San Diego is intended for a specific category of learners. So it's not like for English as a second language folks, but what about people that are trying to improve their English, for example?
So we do get people who do want English as a second language, and we refer them to those services first. And then once they're at a certain point where they can communicate well enough in English, then they can come for the reading writing part. So what we typically tell people, whether it's staff or someone who wants to refer people to our services, is if they have a speaking and listening goal, that's ESL. And that's usually where people need to start. And then if they have a reading and writing goal, then that's Read San Diego, and we can offer that help to them.
Not only is Read San Diego doing the good work of connecting individuals and families with tools to improve literacy, they've been doing it for a long time and have in turn been recognized for their efforts. How long has Read San Diego been around, and what has it previously accomplished? I know when I've walked through the space in there, there is a wall of plaques.
Yep. Read started in 1988, so we've been around for 36 years. It's part of the California Library Literacy Services, which has been around for 40 years. And so we are just one of about 100 libraries that provide literacy services. And yeah, if you come into the Read office, you'll see the wall of plaques. And we have been recognized and given awards for our outstanding literacy program. And really the biggest accomplishment is that we have helped thousands of learners achieve goals, from getting their citizenship test to getting a job promotion to being able to read a book for the first time to being able to help their kids with their homework. We don't just provide reading and writing. We provide economic empowerment. If you think about being low literate, it really limits what you can do and how you can generate income and hinders you. And then you create this cycle of poverty, because the chances that your child is low literate goes up by 72% when the parents are low literate. And so we want to interfere that cycle of poverty and that cycle of low literacy and give people the chances to have a more richer, fuller life.
On February 23rd, Read San Diego held their 35th annual recognition event for folks involved in the program. This was the first in-person recognition event since COVID. It was a wonderful time where tutors, learners, staff, and advocates could break bread and celebrate the fruits of their work. Here's Library Director Misty Jones speaking to those accomplishments.
So So from me and from not only the San Diego Public Library, but the city of San Diego, congratulations to all of you for your continued dedication to literacy, for your accomplishments, and for really what you are doing to not only better your own life, but that of your family, and how this will resonate throughout the community, and just the example that you all are setting. I don't think that that is understated. We look to you, and it's such an inspiration to everyone, and that should not be discounted. So please give yourself a round of applause, because what you have done is really incredible. So thank you.
So I think everyone was just really excited to finally meet again in person. And there's something really lovely about, you see these people like maybe one off here and there, or like through email, but all in a room. It's just really nice and lovely, especially for the pairs that attended together, the tutor and the learner, to see them together having a meal. It's a rewarding experience.
So at Reed, we have two programs, adult literacy and family literacy. And so our coordinators are going to share a bit about each program.
Please introduce yourself.
I'm Stephanie Contreras. I am the Family Literacy Coordinator for Reed San Diego.
As Family Literacy Coordinator, Stephanie works with parents or caregivers to develop strategies and tools to combat generational low literacy.
Family Literacy Services, we work with adults who are needing improvement with reading and writing in English, and then also have children that are under 12 years old. So that could mean those adult learners that are already receiving one-on-one tutoring, or if they're not quite ready for tutoring, so long as you are eligible for adult literacy services and have a child, then you can go ahead and start with the family literacy program.
The family literacy program is intended to help parents and caregivers develop habits and environments for at-home and continued learning.
So our aim is to empower those adults and their children with literacy development. We offer a wide variety of services. We have in-person programs for families with kids under 5 years old. We also have some for kids that are between 6 through 12, which we just started that program this year. And then we also have a virtual program for families with kids ages 2 to 12. And we have Saturday family day events for the whole family to attend together. So there's opportunity for families to participate in many different ways, and what we try to do is pretty much foster a love for reading and give parents and caregivers the resources and tips to help improve literacy and at-home family learning.
One of my favorite parts of family literacy are the freebies.
And we also provide free children's books at every single one of our programs. You know, the goal is to help families increase their home libraries, have as many books as possible in the home, and really make literacy learning a fun family event. I want to really break away from, you know, kiddos, you got to sit down, you got to read a book, you got to do your homework, making it a chore. And I want to make it a family event, something that builds fond memories where children learn to love stories, they develop their creativity, and it's just something that they can look back on and say, oh, you know, this was a really great time in my life, and I love books now. I love reading, I love writing, I love learning, and that's what I feel like the Family Literacy Program is there to do.
Family literacy is a vital aspect of Reed San Diego's work. However, another core prong of the service is direct tutoring for individuals with low literacy. Volunteer tutors work with learners to achieve specific goals over sustained periods.
My name is Tim Donlin, and I am the adult tutor learner coordinator here at Reed San Diego. A learner will typically call us and we would schedule an assessment at that point. The assessment will take an hour and a half and it tells us basically just where to start. From that assessment, we will create a curriculum based on the learner's needs and what their goals are. At that point, we would match them with a tutor.
Volunteer tutors are a dedicated group of individuals. The work requires training and long-term commitment.
For tutors, they have to take a 9-hour tutor training, which is over 3 days, and we cover a lot of techniques for adult learners, literacy techniques that they might have to do. When we match the tutors and learners, they can meet at one of the 36 branches. They agree to meet twice a week for an hour and a half each time. Often they stay together for 6 months, sometimes longer. But when we do match them, the coordinator will meet with the two of them and we go over how to use the materials, and we'll send them adjustments at any point. The tutors will call us if they have issues. We check and do assessments, ideally every year, with the learner to see what progress they're making.
The progress is definitive and the success stories are abundant. And while we all want to envision folks going on to four-year universities and beyond, the realist successes can often be low-key but significant nonetheless.
We see people graduate from our program. There's not really a ceremony, but we see people reach a level to where we cannot help them anymore. And that's, we like saying goodbye in that situation. Some of those folks go on to get a high school degree or even further. Some people no longer have time for the program because they get a better job and that takes more of their time. That's also a victory. I think a typical success story is often measured in a smaller increment. Like, there's a lot of times where I hear that learners are able to read a menu or a street sign when they were not able to do that before. And I don't, you know, we don't celebrate that as much as we should, because we're not looking at where somebody ends. We're looking at where they start and how much progress they make. And so some people, the victories are smaller increments, but they're still meaningful for them.
We've had our award winners that we select every single year because of the feedback that they give me, as far as they're seeing themselves having an increased confidence in their parenting skills, seeing how their child has developed their reading and writing skills, getting awards in school for reading, big accomplishments like that, seeing children get accepted with full scholarships to college have been some of the success stories. And all the way down to when a parent comes to me to tell me that, hey, my child is now reciting the alphabet and knows their letter sounds. These are the success stories that I love to hear and that I feel like the program is doing what it was meant to do.
So this event is a celebration of all the accomplishments from 2023. So let's look at the year that we had. All right, so in 2023, we had 80 volunteer literacy tutors, 206 adult learners, and we served 125 families. And those tutors provided 3,642 instructional hours.
And the 35th recognition dinner was an entire night dedicated to the program's success as well as individuals involved. It recognized participants both front and center and behind the scenes.
So we have awards for Tutor of the Year, Learner of the Year. We have some tutors who've been with us for many, many years. So whether they've been with us for 10 or 15 years, we recognize them. And then we also have an award for family literacy. And then we also honor a literacy advocate. So someone in the community that's really supported READ and advocates for literacy as a social justice cause. And so it's a nice evening where everyone can come together, support one another, and show their dedication to literacy.
READ San Diego is a treasure of city services, providing regional support to learners for extended periods with plenty to brag about. It's a service that couldn't be successful without buy-in from everyone involved, including those seeking the service, individuals volunteering their time, paid staff, as well as other peripheral supporters. It's a group effort that truly deserves their flowers.
All right, so that concludes our evening. I just want to say a huge thank you for joining us. Congratulations to all of the learners, all of the tutors, all of the volunteers, and award winners. We thank you for coming and celebrating all the stars this evening. Once again, give yourself a round of applause.
That's going to do it for this episode. I'd like to thank our guests, Nicole Settle, Stephanie Contreras, and Tim Donlan. For more information on the services and resources mentioned in today's episode, please see our show notes or visit us at sandiego.gov/SDPL podcast. This podcast is supported by the Library Foundation SD. For more information on the good work they do, visit libraryfoundationsd.org. If you like what we're doing here at Listener's Advisory, please consider sharing our podcast on your social media, leave us a rating or review via your favorite podcast directory, or tell someone you know about us. Thanks in advance.